Hi, Mom. Don't listen to the part where I talk about the Jews.
Well, Mom doesn't listen to this.
Hi, Dad. I'm sorry I'm a disappointment.
There you go.
Welcome to Talking Fail, the podcast that never sleeps. With me, I have my guest hosts, Tyler.
I still think that we should have made this podcast scratch and sniff.
Will.
I'm your host, Will.
And Ethan.
Hello.
So this week we are examining our favorite shows. And I brought a show, and everyone else brought a show, and we're going to tell you why you should watch it. So
yeah, I don't know anything about like what we're doing. Or we're just discussing our favorite shows because I didn't really follow what we're doing.
Well, that's what I'm getting to. My show is 13 Reasons Why, and it's mostly because I recently started watching it and like continued binge watching it. So it's at least got interesting writing.
And it's good because you watched it.
Yes. And the cast is okay. I mean, it's about high school, so it's kind of like a more dreary Freaks and Geeks, or like more dark Freaks and Geeks. But yeah, one reason why you shouldn't watch it is it deals with themes of rape, and if you get triggered by that, then, you know, don't watch it.
What if you like the themes of rape?
Well, I'm just saying, it triggered one way or another.
Okay. Could be a plus or a minus.
Thankfully, it's like Breaking Bad, though. They went through a lot of effort to make sure they weren't teaching people how to
make a crime business based on drugs.
Yes.
Yeah. That's too bad.
Oh, because I've tried following that recipe to the letter, and I could not
just
get
hasn't. You know, anything. I tried that recipe for explosives from Fight Club. Didn't work out either. But I guess they changed it at the last minute.
Yeah, my imaginary dude is kind of an idiot, so...
Does he look like Brad Pitt?
No.
Brad Pitt started a fight club. What is your alternate or alter ego?
Well, actually, I mean, he doesn't look like Brad Pitt, but he's basically Brad Pitt's character from 12 Monkeys. So
what does that look like? I haven't seen 12 Monkeys.
Oh, it's a great movie.
I haven't finished it. It's one of Brad Pitt's most interesting roles. He plays a mental patient, and he acts the way I sound on the podcast most of the time.
What is that exactly?
Sometimes he's grounded and energetic, and then other times he's clearly not well.
I see.
When does Ethan sound somewhat grounded?
So what kind of problems does who's in the film? Bruce Willis?
Yeah, Bruce Willis is the main.
Yes.
What does he have to deal with in the film?
There was a virus that got released and made the entire human population bald. Bruce Willis is the only human who started out that way, so he has to go back and try and save humanity.
Ethan is close. There was, yeah, a catastrophe virus that got released, and so what's left of humanity has invented a time machine that can send Bruce Willis back in time and to try and they figure out, like, okay, this group called the 12 Monkeys,
they stole all the hair,
the ones who stole all the hair, and
that's
they released
so
the virus that killed.
This sounds like a really interesting film.
It is, and
it's
Bruce Willis is in it, or and Brad Pitt, it plays a crazy guy.
Oh,
By the title, it sounds like Ocean's 11, but with the cast of Planet of the Apes.
And
but with an all-female cast.
There's also a currently running on Sci-Fi Channel. There's a TV version. I think it's in its like third or fourth season. That's also really good, but it's not my pick.
Which
so I don't
is
want
a
talk
perfect segue to my pick for best show, 12 Monkeys. No.
12 Monkeys, isn't that the show that came after John and Kate Plus Eight?
I don't. Never mind. I can't say.
Slow that. Clap, Ethan. Slow clap.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. No. 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 It's on Animal Planet. So it's wait. That doesn't.
Is it really on Animal Planet? What's
it's on TLC?
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. I've never seen any episode of it.
I mean, I don't own the DVDs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A friend of mine asked, like, it's for a friend.
Totally, totally. Oh, and my fail rating for my show is like 6 popcorns and I don't know, 4 claps.
Is that for 12 monkeys?
I don't
understand. 6 individual popcorns.
I don't understand your like rating.
Well. So 6 popcorns, one for every theme that I noticed in the film, and 4 claps, because why not? 4 claps is better than 3. It's not as good as 5.
Wait.
Hmm?
Film? Film?
This is confusing on so many levels.
You sent us a dossier about TV shows.
Yes.
Is it
Ethan, I think we should sidebar. I think he's being intentionally shifty. Like, I think that there's
dude,
no correct answer.
It's this Russian misinformation.
Yeah, he's
I'm
doing
so
it again.
Sick of it.
He's doing it again. I don't
gosh.
Know. I know. Let's just indulge
you know
him. Indulge
I bet
him.
You he's...
And we'll just get through this. It's the best way. Trust me. I've tried it. I've done
sidebar.
This every angle.
Hold
all
on.
Right, Will,
I'm
what's
starting,
up?
I'm starting a Twitter account called
so,
Rogue Talking Fail
I think
Fail
it would
Hosts.
Be funny if we had a sidebar over their sidebar. What do you think?
I agree. I think we should keep this going for as long as possible. And then maybe we'll discuss about the grand
well,
scheme of things.
If you have a
like
sidebar, that just it's not a, it's not a sidebar,
show,
it's a parallel
yeah.
bar.
It's not about that
now
at
we're
all.
We're talking about 12
have
monkeys
two sidebars.
And
impossible.
Sidebars.
Yes. And in a way, we're aren't we the 12 monkeys? Anyways, back from the sidebar. Four popcorns. Sorry, 4 claps, 6 popcorns. 4 claps.
Oh, good. I was about to be confused there for a minute.
Oh, you thank
yourself.
You.
Yeah,
are those 4
hold on.
Sync claps?
I've been meaning to talk to you, Archer, about your Rotten Tomato reviews. They're not very helpful.
That's okay.
Shouldn't the website be called Fresh Tomatoes and you're like 80% fresh?
No, if it's a good, it's called a fresh, it's a fresh pick. It's Rotten Tomatoes because it tells you if it's a rotten movie or if it's not a rotten movie.
Hmm.
It's just the inverse. It's half empty versus half full.
Well,
because yeah. Rotten Tomatoes is also a little more catchy than like primeproduce.com.
Well, Arthur, do you have any more trivia about your show?
Do I have trivia about my show? No.
Or segues?
I could use a segue.
We can't talk
wait,
about
hey,
segues.
Did you actually say what your show
segue
was?
Died.
Not again, Will.
So Oculus Touch came.
Jeez.
Will, I know it's funny, but
oh, you know, you...
I still feel bad about that. Like once the podcast ended, I almost texted Archer like, "Hey, I was actually really interested. Do you mind telling me what you were going to say?"
I was not interested.
That's okay.
No,
I think we got more out of that than we could have if I had continued. But we'll never know, will we?
You said you were going to continue it next week.
That's true. I just don't really remember a lot of it at this point. Is how I'm building suspense. I'm just kidding. I'll totally bring it up. But I did say the name of the show, Tyler. I'll repeat it. 13 Reasons Why. It's a Netflix original.
Yeah. Sorry, it's just been so long.
Yeah.
Almost as good as 12 Monkeys.
I haven't seen it, but I hear it's a sequel to this TV show, 12 Monkeys. No, but I've heard that it's really good, and it's on my list to get to.
It's almost off of my list, because I have the last episode playing in the background right now. I have to try to ignore it.
That sounds like it's really smart to do for your podcast.
I mean, I'm not listening to it. I have headphones on. Anyways, I don't have a segue, so Will?
My show is called This Is Us. And This Is Us is an American television series that was created by Dan Fogelman. And it's on NBC. And it has Milo Ventimiglia, which is... he's in Heroes. That's the only thing I really know him from. He played Peter Petrelli.
He's Rocky Balboa's son.
Oh, yeah. They have the same lip thing. It's funny.
That's probably why they cast him.
Yeah.
Wait, are they actually related in real life? Or
no.
Wait, Rocky Balboa's not a real person.
No, he's not.
That might have been the giveaway.
That was a Wahlberg reference. If you'd like to get filled in on that, listen to episode 5, I think. Maybe it was 6. I don't know. Listen to both of them.
Listen to all of them.
They're all good.
Except 2.
Oh, we don't talk about 2.
It received a nomination for Best Television Series at the Golden Globes. Mm-hmm. And
episode 2?
No, This Is Us. Sadly, we did not...
we received a nomination at the Golden Globes?
Sadly, we did not get a nomination for a Golden Globe Drama Award.
Yeah, the Golden Globes are bullshit anyways.
Well, the series follows the siblings, and their names are Kate, Kevin, and Randall, as their lives intertwine.
You know, I hear Kate and Kevin were originally part of a triplet pregnancy conceived in the bathroom of Froggies, a bar, during Super Bowl 14.
Excited. Yeah, but they were born 6 weeks apart, or wait, 6 weeks early on August 31st. I'm not sure why the date is important. I just remember it.
All I know is that their biological brother was stillborn, and their parents, Jack and Rebecca, intent on bringing home 3 babies, decide to adopt another newborn.
Randall?
Randall. A black child.
Born the same day, though.
Was he brought to the same hospital after his biological father abandoned him at a fire station 6?
Yes, he was.
Episodes weave through the stories of the past, present, and the characters. Well, most
Tyler,
scenes
do you watch this show
place.
Too?
I have also read the Wikipedia article for this show.
You know, I
I'm not reading the Wikipedia article.
The show is...
I didn't know you could read.
The show's cool because I hear it has a lot of flashback scenes that take place in Pittsburgh.
I thought you were actually going to start talking about something that you know.
Oh, I do. Oh, man.
So is this like a comedy or just a drama?
No, it's a drama.
Okay. Cool.
I know we read through the plot, but I didn't pay attention to what we were actually reading. So there's a pregnancy. They were born early. They had a brother who was a stillborn. And what's the premise? Like,
oh, I don't know. I haven't seen it.
That's perfect.
My show, I thought a lot about it over the past 8 minutes since I found out that this is the topic. But I went ahead and Animals on HBO. I just started watching it, so I don't have a lot to throw in other than the first season was kind of a like self-funded, self-animated thing by two guys. So its style is very its animation is very South Parky, but the style is pretty unique. And side note, they actually now make the show out of Starburns Industries, which is the same production company that does Whoa. Rick and Morty. It's Dan Harmon's production company. What's unique about it is it's actually very, like, until maybe very recently, it's very unknown.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Like, it's one of these shows that HBO or somebody recognizes, like, okay, this is going to get a cult following, but it hasn't yet. I'm pulling up a list right now, but what's really unique about it is the guest voices they have. There's huge names, and there's never a shortage of new people for every episode. The format is also pretty interesting because the two guys who started it, every episode they play different characters. Like, each episode is about different animals. And they'll play characters of their own name. So, like, every episode is one of them playing Phil and one of them playing Mike, but they're not the same characters. And it's a very improv-esque format. That incorporates, of course, human and modern life, but then incorporates it into the world of animals. Like, the first episode, for example, is these two guys going to a party, and one of them's super uncomfortable, and they're at the party, and of course they're a bunch of rats, so everybody's like hooking up and going up to the bathroom to make babies. So, like, that's the whole premise of the show. Like, dude, it's okay if you've never made babies before. Like, and it plays on the lifespan of these animals. So over the course of one party, this dude bangs this other mouse, has a baby, and then raises the child, like, through infancy, toddler, teenager, and then young adulthood, all over the course of just a single party. So, like, the end of the episode is the friend who had never made babies finally meeting this chick, and they totally hit it off, and it's like, do you want to go in the bathroom and make babies? And it's the grown-up daughter of his friend who had made babies 20 minutes ago, and it just follows along the same structure of the animals thing. And what propels the transitions between different parts of, like, the A story and the B story is, during this whole thing, there's this subplot of the show about humans. Like, for instance, the first season is it's about a mayor, the New York mayor, who's, like, super corrupt. And there's an undercover cop who's playing one of his henchmen. So it's kind of like, if you're familiar with American Dad, the whole, like, sub story of Roger's, like, gold diamond studded turd that makes people go crazy, and, like, every 8 months they do a little bit about it. But there's this human plot line that's going on through the episode that each segment of it transitions to, like, another animal. Like, and that's the only continuity throughout the whole season, is this human plot line that is like the highway to all these little stories about animals. So not a good pitch, but it's I think if you like Rick and Morty, if you like things that just feel more improvisational and essentially authentic, because it's all about people who know each other having conversations. Like Rick and Morty or Archer or something like that. It's definitely worth checking out. Eric Andre, Aziz Ansari, Nick Kroll, Adam Scott, Ben Schwartz, Zach Woods, Kumail Nanjiani, Danny McBride, and many, many, many others. Usher, ASAP Rocky,
Dimitri Martin.
Whoa.
He's a funny dude.
I think I saw John Lovitz
except
in there
on his TV show.
Yeah, I'm skipping over a lot, but like, it's kind of this Amir Blumenfeld from College Whoa. Humor, Jake Hurwitz. So it's kind of this weird thing in that it's this show that, like, it's the first season. It was started by just two guys who animated it themselves, and then somebody saw it, was like, "This is awesome," and somehow through their connections, like the idea of it, they like. they're like all these amazing names are just like, yeah, I'll do a thing in it. So
holy sure.
That's one of the best parts about it, I think, is that because it's also this kind of improv thing, each character or each of these guest stars is kind of playing themselves as an animal. So frankly, like, being a fan of any of these guest stars is reason enough to watch it. But the behind the scenes of it is just interesting, because it wasn't like established and then they got all these people. And the last thing I'll say about it is some of my favorite jokes are just the random, how animals refer to things that they don't understand.
It sounds like it's those, that kind of humor similar to Family Guy, when they do some of the funniest stuff in Family Guy. For me, it's stupid, but it's when they have Brian the dog just be a dog randomly. Like, he can walk around and talk, and he drives a Prius, but then, like, oh, is that a ball? Is that a ball? Where's, yeah, I want the ball. Like, just having him do that kind of stuff is...
Don't bring out the
ball. But him having dog impulses as a person. Yes, I would very much like the ball, please. Yes, please give me the. Yeah, so I mean, I guess it is kind of like that, but because it has a much greater improv feel, it feels more as if you're like listening to a real conversation, like Rick and Morty is just Justin Roiland having.
We should clarify. Justin Roiland only writes some of Rick and Morty, and his writing is not nearly as good as Rick and Morty. But also,
I'm saying his voice acting. He does Morty and
so,
Rick.
That's what's what funny is talking. Justin Roiland actually plays a character on HBO's Animals in episode 3. Of season 1.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's right.
He plays H&M. I don't know who that is.
Wait, you do? See, they're only on season 2.
Yeah. Well, also Nathan Fielder, I don't know how to pronounce his name, is in it. He's DJ Labrat.
Isn't that the Nathan for You guy?
Yes. Yes, he is. Captain of Firefly?
Can I talk about my book? I mean, movie? I mean, whatever it is we're talking about.
As long as you have 6 reasons why my parents should watch it.
What's Ethan's rating?
Your parents? No.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan, what's your rating for your show?
Oh, yeah, what's your... Wait, Will, did you do your rating?
No, I can't rate it because I've never seen it.
Oh, well, you should rate it anyway.
Yeah, we need a fail rating.
I'd give it, like, 80% herpes.
All right, that's Ethan, what's your
praise.
Rating?
Ethan?
That's high praise.
Texas opinion of animal cruelty.
All right. That's there's some solid rating numbers.
They are indeed. Now, Tyler, that brings us to you.
All right, my selection is for television series is The Expanse.
What is The Expanse about?
Oh, I saw that on the list of TV shows when I was looking for a TV show I haven't seen.
Well, I'm glad you didn't take it before I could actually talk about it, because I really am a big fan of it. Basically, like, the elevator pitch for it for me is it's Game of Thrones but in space. Mm. And so it's based on a series of novels.
How do they ride Game horses?
Well, they have the
Is space incest the same as regular
incest? There's no space incest.
No, space is like international waters.
You know, how do they praise the god of fire if fire can't exist in space?
Have you ever seen the sun? So, The Expanse.
There's no fire there god, is, there is a sun god. Yeah,
the fire god trumps sun god. Sun god trumps fire god, in my...
Trumps aren't in Thank space god. Either.
Let's try to reduce our use of that word.
Space?
Fire? Sun?
No. Trump.
Well, you're the one who keeps saying it. Okay, my TV show.
Mr. Donald.
So my TV show it takes place about 200 years in the future, where humanity has colonized Mars and then moved on to the asteroid belt for mining. And so basically humans have explored, you know, we've mastered technology and we've gone up into space and colonized new worlds, but we also brought with us all the same problems that we have currently. So the people on Earth hate the people who are on Mars, and Mars hates Earth, and the people who live in the asteroid belt, who are known as the Belters, are kind of stuck in the middle, where nobody likes the Belters. The Mars and Earth hate each other, and then they both hate the Belters.
Freddie Mercury could be in the Belters.
This is oddly close to American geography.
Well, it's a good show.
It's currently I'm a Belter.
Write what you know.
So
are the really old people like at the top of the belt in the Belters, and they're like way too high up, and then all the gangsters are like way too low.
Yes, that's exactly how it works. Not at all. So basically you've got the tension between the three sides, and you've got a crew that makes up, I think there's one Earther, one guy from Mars, there's people from the belt who are on this ship, and they're kind of stuck in the middle of this like Cold War situation where Earth and Mars have their guns pointed at each other and distrust each other, but then there's a third. In the show, it hasn't really been revealed exactly what it is, but it's some kind of alien organism that has come from outside of the Milky Way galaxy that is kind of it's threatening to destabilize this weird balance that Earth and Mars have. And so it's really good. It's on the Sci-Fi Channel, which, the quality on it, like the special effects are really good, especially because for a Sci-Fi Channel show. Like, I've seen a lot of Sci-Fi Channel shows and they're really cheap looking, mm-hmm. except for The Expanse for some reason. Somebody was smart and gave them a budget.
Adam Savage has been doing a lot with them.
I've seen some like behind the scenes videos where he's going on set and stuff.
Yeah, he's been on set. He's done stuff with Tested, and I believe he actually has a guest appearance in an upcoming episode.
That'd be interesting. There's a lot of people who are like, there's a lot of, they have a lot of like guest stars for an episode or two, where there are a lot of the I know that guy, but I just don't know his name kind of guy people. So you see a lot of those guys. It's in its second season now. I think the second season is still going. You can watch season one on Amazon if you have Amazon Prime. And it's really good. It's one of two shows that I've stopped paying for cable, and I am paying. This is one of two shows that I'm paying for. I bought the season so I could keep up to date with it.
Wow, you know,
it's really good.
Well, that's
and
pretty cool.
It's also based on it's based on books, so I count it as reading.
Well, that's one way to do it. How many seasons does the show have?
Right now, it's in its second season. That's still airing, I believe, and because I don't think it's hit its finale yet. And I know they've been they have a third season. That's been greenlit.
I'm trying to find confirmation, but the information that's out is pointing to like between 3 to 5 or even up to $7 million per episode.
Whoa.
For The Expanse. Like in terms of like they've invested close to as much as Game of Thrones,
and I think and you can really see it. Like they do a lot of space stuff. They're very realistic in the science, of like where gravity is. Sometimes the ship's artificial gravity works, and then there's certain times where they're doing like really intense maneuvers, they have to like strap into their seats.
Did
and
you
get
say
like
strap
in
or strap on?
Yes, and they have to get like some kind of injection that helps their bodies cope with the intense gravity that they're feeling because they're being, thrown around. They do like the if you're a belter, like if you're born in space, your body is not used to Earth's gravity, and so like. It was like the first or second episode, they have a belter that that Earth has captured, and they're not really torturing him, but they basically just stick him, his body can't survive the gravity. They basically just put like two sticks on the wall and have him kind of hang by his armpits, and like it's excruciating pain for him just because he's not used to Earth's gravity. And that's like, that's all we have to do to torture him.
So they're physically so much weaker.
It's just your body is not used to Earth's gravity. If you're born in space, your body is not.
But does it by not used to it? Doesn't that mean that your muscles are much weaker because you don't have to exert?
Yes. As based on the little bit of
so at that point, aren't they like almost two different species, like Klingons versus?
They're humans that are not used to Earth's gravity. In the current season, a group of Martians, humans who live on Mars, visit Earth, and they're not used to the intense sunlight of Earth's sun. That Earth has, so they all have to wear like goggles so they can see. They're not used to. I mean, the gravity is better than on the belt, but they still have to kind of get find their footing, like kind of find their sea legs, kind of a thing. They do a really good job with the science. Everything looks really cool. It's a really interesting story, and
So that's The Expanse.
The Expanse on Syfy.
I've heard very good things about it, but now like I'll have to.
Yeah, if you're not watching The Expanse, then you're wrong.
I agree. And it's got 85% on Rotten Tomatoes, so, there's
that. Well, if not watching The Expanse is wrong, then I don't want to be right.
Okay. I would say, you might want to binge through the first season just because it's a little slow and they do a lot of world building, but it definitely gets, it definitely gets good.
So, have you read the books?
I have not, but I have. I actually just downloaded the audiobooks today, so I can possibly read them if I get around to them. There's a new Star Wars book that came out today also. So
I really hope the audiobook isn't narrated by Stephen King.
And if you're wondering why we're laughing right now, listen to episode 6.
My contribution so far is just 90% references to older podcasts.
Well, and if you don't understand the references, why are you starting on this episode?
Because someone told them and they don't want to catch up.
That's true.
Who knows? This could be...
Well, hello to the family of anyone who's hosting this.
I wish I had a family.
Thank you for supporting our art.
Do we want to do check in on our Talking Fail followers, Twitter followers?
Sure, but I don't think that's plural.
Oh, maybe that was my bit. Still maybe. Alex Ash.
We'll never know. Alex Ash, what's he been up to? Has his follower account changed?
He is currently at 390,000 followers. I can't see the exact number. Just so 390,000.
Oh, that's good though. His ratio is positive. He's only following 330,000. That's good. He's a net positive.
So here's a weird thing about Alex Ash. 22 hours ago, he posted a tweet, and what it said was, "Check out my previous few tweets. Let me know what you think."
But he did a couple of those.
You can't.
Yeah.
Check out my previous tweet.
One of his previous tweets.
Follow me on Instagram.
Is him like, and he's like fist bumping The Rock.
I mean, he works really hard for a musician who still doesn't make any money as a musician.
We don't know that. We haven't seen his tax returns.
Yes.
You have to have income to send in tax returns.
Okay, hang on. He's got one.
Believe in yourself before anyone else can.
You just have to believe in yourself and follow 330,000 people, and then anything's possible.
On April 6th, he has a tweet that's in all caps. All people interested in me.
He titles his selfie.
He gives his. It's in all caps. It says, "All people interested, email me." It gives his email address, which I'm not going to say. I'm not going to give him any more airtime. And then, only serious inquiries, please.
Three like, podcasts, what? That's are, it.
Like, so, like, humorous podcasts can't reach out to try and email him? Like, what's
see, he's up to our antics already. He knows.
Yeah. Can you email him and ask who his photographer is and see if they'd be willing to play guitar for us?
I think it's just selfies.
No, there's a lot of...
Parrot Sunday.
There's a lot
That's
of,
not a selfie.
There's a lot of portraits that he's either setting up on a tripod with his phone, which wouldn't be super... I mean, I'd buy that.
I have noticed in this last week... A big change in his posts where he's doing a lot of requests for to record people's music. I think maybe his whatever band that he's in isn't really working out. He's trying to go solo or something. He just really needs the money.
The band isn't working out, as in he couldn't get anybody to join the band, so now he's going solo.
I don't know.
I think I'm going to do that with the podcast. I'm going to go solo.
Well,
anybody want
to
record?
Just keep up the grind. With your music or your side job to get you by.
I think the highlight videos are probably Alex pretty quotes. Good.
You know, if he's really strapped for cash, we could probably see if he'll sell that pineapple.
This podcast is sponsored
hat.
By Alex. You need music? Alex.
Improv, no pick. Tell me what you think.
I listened to it. It's not terrible. But it's also not good. So.
Well, it's improv. And he doesn't even have a pick. So that's pretty impressive.
I don't know if that's impressive. I mean, I don't know how impressive it is. Can you play
drums without drumsticks?
Yes. Yes, you can. Bongos, it's man.
I want to see Alex Ash play guitar with drumsticks.
Well,
ooh,
I'd pay to watch that. Hey, I hear he wants to record new music. Let's pay him. So send him an email.
He wants people to pay him to record music.
Send him an email. Tell him we can't pay him, but it's a great opportunity for exposure. Mm.
It's an opportunity.
This week we have a question from Simon, and Simon says, "Who is your best friend?" This is a group question, by the way.
Damn it, Simon! You can't spring this on us. I have to just like sit down and think. I have to put down a list and think who's my best friend.
Hey, yeah. He didn't say. Simon says, "Tell me what your best friend, who your best friend is." So we don't have to answer this.
I think if we do answer it, we lose.
Damn.
Okay, yes, Simon that's my says point. Red light.
You can't Ethan, change you can't Simon's talk questions.
Until I say green light.
Until Simon says green light, okay.
Simon says green light. Okay, podcast can continue.
Oh, man, that was rough.
It's good to be back.
My best friend is Simon.
How's he doing? That's sweet. My best friend's Alex. Ash.
My best friend is just a carpenter. Who happened to have some ideas about how the world should work.
Where did he live?
Damascus or some I don't know.
When did he live?
The Gaza Strip, I think.
Little country called Israel.
Oh.
Nation, little sovereign nation.
Yeah, Jesus lived in Israel, founded in 1946.
Hey, that wasn't their fault.
What?
Specifically for the Jews who killed Jesus.
I'm just talking about my friend Larry, okay? He's down the street. He's a carpenter.
You're friends with the Apostle Larry?
What?
What? I thought you were talking about Jesus.
No.
No. He got...
arrested.
Sent back.
Sent <Both work>. Home. Sent home from school.
Wow. Sent home. Permanently. Man, I can't believe I haven't heard anybody say that out here. I guess I haven't heard any clever racists.
They're all pretty standard racists.
That's really good. Tyler, you should consider a more right-leaning perspective. You'd be great at it.
Better watch out. Jesus is going to have a second coming.
Yeah. Get out of Texas, our state that we took from you, and go back to Mexico.
Hey, we paid for it.
We couldn't have taken it from the Mexicans and the Native Americans. Come on. Let me, tell you a little, ask you guys. It's a secret. Do you guys want another listener question? Well, here's another listener question from Oscar, and he asks, what's your biggest fear?
Another listener question.
Okay, this question comes from Freddie, and he asks, what is your ultimate goal in life?
It was to have a quality podcast with three friends, but that's just still not coming to fruition.
Oh, you're doing a podcast?
Yeah, it's called Talking Tyler. I'm the only person on it.
He hasn't found the three friends yet. Yeah, we're fill-ins right now.
So
we're doing pretty
so
well.
So genetic brother Will, what's your answer?
My goal right now, I kind of want to execute a successful serial killer string of killings where I think I'm going to do 24 killings in 2 years, so one each month.
Wait, are you killing serial killers?
No.
In 24
no,
hours?
It's not serial killers.
Well, it's not as fun as it sounds.
I just want to see if I can do it, Tyler. It's for me. Like, this is just something I have to do for me. So I'd say from the years of 2018 to 2019, don't be a hooker. And don't go out at night.
Don't be alone.
Don't worry, I passed my prime a while ago. Yeah,
we know.
Once you hit 16, you're out of there.
Or you might end up in a bag at the bottom of the ocean, split up into several small and easy to disperse pieces.
So Archer, tell us about your life goals.
My life goals for the, what was the time range?
Just your life. I'm the one who put a time range on with my serial killings.
Oh, okay. Goals for my life: get through the podcast, explore Hyrule, maybe get divorced. I don't know. Maybe get a new laptop. Yeah, okay. Those are the four.
Sounds like a solid plan.
Yeah, things are going great.
And that does it for listener questions.
So, the game is called Alphabet. It's between two people, so we'll partner up. And
not it.
It requires you to exchange dialogue in which the first word you speak must begin with the next letter of the alphabet. So we'll just go through the alphabet. You know your ABCs, I assume. If not, we'll have a link in the description. but here's an example. So the first snippet of dialogue would be, are you coming to dinner? Are you coming to dinner?
Buttholes.
You got it. Survey says buttholes. No, it should propel the action in the given scene, is how they basically say, make it work with the story, you know, like...
So I can't just say buttholes over and over again?
If it serves, if the thing right before that is like, and what are you gonna do? Never mind, I can't.
If it gets us closer to the climax of the alphabet, then yes.
No, Arthur, that works. And what are you gonna do, buttholes?
Oh, you're right. You're right. So
can't you do something else?
Anything else?
No, it can only be buttholes. That's the only one
you
for
have
B.
To. You have to. The next thing has to start with a D.
Isn't this a Who's Line It Anyway game? Or
yeah,
something?
It's not one of the good ones though.
No, our conversation is Who's
Line. Hey, let's play the best Who's Line Is It Anyway game, the rap game where we make up raps on the spot.
My favorite is abuse the producer.
Archer started the game.
But the game sucks.
Chances are we're not finishing this game.
Did we start?
and we started the game. We found the loop. We looped it on the first try. That's impressive. There's four of us, and we each have to come up with a new thing. Oh, you're right. I totally...
Yeah,
I can't
screwed up your own
Archer,
game.
You screwed it up. D was the next letter. That was...
Yeah, you're right. Django
just
said...
Just starting with J?
we don't have to do the letters in order.
It was actually
restart, Archer.
All right, I'll go with A. No, I don't want to start with A again.
Doesn't it have to be a minimum of like three or five words?
I can start if that's easier, Archer.
Yes.
Archer just came up with this really cool game. You guys should try it.
But maybe it would work better with more words.
Couldn't you instead yes and versus saying but
don't,
to everything?
Don't devolve this into just like a potty game.
Every time we try and play this game, it derails.
For reals.
guys, this is very disappointing.
Yeah.
How does this game start again?
It's as disappointing as Ethan's parents are disappointed in him.
Are you trying to think of a sentence, or are you trying to figure out what letter's next?
Yes.
I'm actually writing an image of the alphabet.
Confession, I just pulled up the alphabet on Google Images so that I know which one it was.
It's J.
You have J, Arthur.
And I'm still coming up with something.
I highly recommend it because it allows you to focus on what you're going to say instead of trying to think of the next word. And then
that way you don't have to sit there and go A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J,
It's not
J.
about
okay.
not knowing the alphabet. It's about keeping track.
Anyways... Boy, can you believe that we don't ever fail?
He's playing the whole game by himself.
Him ideas, just kill lots more.
What's your N word, Will?
Nibians.
Nibians.
Noobs.
Nibians.
Noobs.
All right, he's made it through.
Or
and
please. Very... Or.
Ooh, he tripped
queers.
Up a little bit on Q.
Rastafarians.
Hopefully, he can make it up in the final stretch.
He's just listing groups of people. This isn't
short
the alphabet
people.
Gang. This is profiling.
He's listing
tall
short
people.
And tall.
Do a U-turn at the Virgin.
No, you
will.
Used A. Xenophobe.
It starts with an X. Dang it. Xylophone.
Xenophobe. Oh my gosh.
Xenophobe. You
words.
Xenophobe.
You're playing words with myself and having trouble. Although I think it's time for the next segment, Tyler. Listener concerns. Whoever has that list.
Yes, I have the list of listener concerns, and it is the entire show. The entire show.
That's reasonable.
Okay.
I think there is another segment, and it's called Wrapping Up the Show. So, let's wrap this thing up.
Talking Fail is produced by Archer Perkusen and Tyler Cardwell. This episode was edited by Tyler Cardwell. Music for Talking Fail was provided by Archer Perkusen. Special thank you to everyone who sent us listener questions. You can contact us on Twitter at TalkingFail or at Talking.Fail.
So long, farewell.
Adios, and goodbye. Adieu, to you and you and you
and you and you.
Dun 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 dun. Oh Roy, oh Roy, he's killing Jews now. Oh Roy, oh Roy. The sun has gone to bed, and so must I. So long. Something apple pie.
I hope you're all still recording, because that's totally the tag at the end of the music.
I don't mean to brag, but my parents were both music majors. I'm not a music major, but I am a major disappointment.